On now to the conflict in Iraq and a story about one of its casualties, a casualty from an unlikely source, India. That country has declined U.S. requests to send troops to help in the occupation of Iraq, but India has lost one of its own anyway. 21-year-old Uday Singh was serving in the U.S. Army and was killed earlier this week while on patrol with his unit in Iraq. Singh emigrated to the United States 3 years ago and joined the Army while waiting for U.S. citizenship. His parents live in Chandigarh, several hours from New Delhi. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on the death of their only son.
Uday Singh came from a long line of soldiers. His grandfather fought alongside the British during World War II. Uday's father fought in India's war with Pakistan in 1971. When Uday emigrated to the U.S., his father says, it was only natural that he, too, became a soldier. Nonetheless, Uday's father, retired Lieutenant Colonel P.M. Singh, wasn't prepared for the news that came on Tuesday.
I heard the doorbell ring, and I walked out, and I saw this, you know, an officer from the embassy at the door with another civilian official. And, well, I knew. They didn't have to tell me anything. I knew that I lost my son.
Uday, his father says, loved being in the U.S. Army, calling it the best in the world. Uday was on leave visiting his family in Chandigarh when the war began. His father says Uday spent his time at home worrying about being left behind. But his unit wasn't deployed during the war. Then, a few months ago, Uday told his mother, Manjeet, he was heading for Iraq. My heart, she says, just sank.
I know he's made us very proud. He's made his country proud. He's made America proud. But naturally, you'd wish there hadn't been a war. As a mother, you do wish that, you know, it had not taken his life.
Neither parent will speak about whether they support the war or how they feel about losing a son in a war their country has been careful to avoid. Yesterday, the family spoke of their son's frustration at not knowing who the enemy is, as he put it. Today, with a U.S. embassy official watching and coaching, the father refuses to talk about that. Any question that sounds even remotely political is met with no comment.
Well, he fought as a soldier and proud of it. I don't think the Army mattered really, whether it was the U.S. Army or the Indian Army. He chose that voluntarily. And having joined the U.S. Army, you fight for where the U.S. Army fights. It's as simple as that, period.
In November, in one of his last letters home, Uday related two pieces of news that made the family beam. He'd been promoted to sergeant, and his immigrant's dream had been realized. His citizenship papers were ready. Uday was to return to the U.S. by the 15th of January to be sworn in as a U.S. citizen. The family is now waiting for their son's body to be flown to Chandigarh for cremation. After that, his father says, the ashes will be sent back to the U.S. for interment at Arlington National Cemetery.
A lot of his buddies who are in the U.S. Army have also lost their lives. So let his last resting place be also along with those buddies of his.
In an email to friends and relatives last month, Uday sounded upbeat. Hey everybody, I'm in Kuwait right now, just waiting till I head on to Iraq. Just wanted to drop in a word, you all have fun and take care while I go save the whole world. Bye. Signed, Uday. P.S. Pray for me. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Chandigarh.